It is the Good Day program enthusiast. What did you jump for when I started talking? You jumped.
I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
I thought I scared you because I was like right in
there.
No,
I'm digging the music. I'm ready. Let's go.
7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. The other two ladies of the day are Gonzo, but I think we'll hear from them at some point later on during the week. What's important is that we have a fix on Labor Day, and we have decided all of us that we've been so far confounded, maybe a little confused, when being confronted with the crazies on the phone, and I don't know whether the Twitter stuff and Facebook stuff, social media is the same. Labor Day is a day that people, and I'm trying to remember back actually, this is one of those weird holidays where people are spaced out because they realize it's the end.
It is.
It is the end.
It's the end.
It's the end.
Here
we go.
The end of life as we know it. And it's a bummer. Today is a bummer day. Labor Day means the end for most people of the fun that they have just by, even if you're not having real fun because you feel like you're choked in the cash department, but the weather always does something to invigorate, and we all look forward to it when it starts, and it does, as pedantic and silly as it sounds, it does seem like just yesterday when I got in the car and Charlotte and I left California, and it was early spring this year, so we were back here early.
Yep.
And a lot of the reason that you can't find any good apples, for example, right now is because, or strawberries earlier in the season, a lot of berries and fruits were ruined in the Northeast. I'm talking about from where Richie is down in the Delmarva, across through the Virginias and up into Pennsylvania, New York, and New England. The weather gets so warm so quickly that a lot of things sort of kind of got out of whack. And flowers bloomed, and some of the fruits, they flowered like strawberries way too early. And then a frost came along in April. And my friend Tom Hansen, who's got the truck farm here in Framingham, he's been working now all year trying to take his strawberry, because you have to make new beds. You got to plant new every 4 or 5 years. You got to redo them. And because they were so damaged by what happened in the early spring, he put a whole new field in to be for next year's crop. They all have basically died. He did all kinds. I mean, this guy's been around everything that grows since he was growing himself. It's not like he doesn't know what he's doing, and he can't make them grow. And so it's very frustrating. Plus, if you look around, there's a little apple orchard in one of the fields that we mow a lot of hay in this area for our cattle. And there's a farm that I do over in the next town has a wonderful apple and pear orchard. And every year I love this time of year because the apples and pears never sprayed. So they've got all that gnarly stuff on them that real apples and real pears have gnarly stuff on them. Mm-hmm. If they're sprayed, then they're perfect. The pulp is beautiful. It's pink and it's wonderful. Real apples have holes in them. Worms eating them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't eat the whole apple unless you like worms. So, anyway, I always love to go by and I'll take a fistful. I'll fill up the toolbox on the tractor with these apples and I'll just eat them. Or pears. There isn't a one to be found, not one, this year on any of the apples or any of the trees in that orchard. And a lot of people, I get apple, it's called pumice. It's kind of like what's left from the apple when they squeeze it for cider. Last year we got a lot of that. Can't find any apple. I mean, you can find some. But these people that are making now apple cider, because this is now we're getting into the season for apple cider, it's going to cost twice as much as it did last year. There's going to be half as much of it because there's just no apples. Never mind here in the hot. If you're going to, most any apple that you're going to see in the Northeast has come from someplace else. And that's really going to put a real, you're in a chokehold on apples, pears, the kind of stuff that we love at this time of the year. Getting into it.
Speaking of apples, we're going to be having Dutch apple ice cream at the store.
Dutch apple ice cream!
Yes, woohoo! Hey. There's your apples. There's some apples for you.
Yeah, very nice. The 67th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Only time in history that atomic weapons have been used in war took place recently. There were lots of protests, hope for globalist armament, that kind of stuff. And when you think about Hiroshima and Nagasaki again, in your mind, this unmistakable picture comes into you. See in your mind pictures of the plane, the Enola Gay, taking off. You see pictures of the bomb being let loose from the plane. You see the bomb hitting the ground. And then you see pictures of the aftermath. Those are always things that come into your mind when Nagasaki and Hiroshima come up. And this, under this present world that we live in, where there's so many tensions, see what's going on in Syria every day, Afghanistan, all of the, and these nuts in Iran who say they want to do that same thing to Israel.
Yeah.
There were a couple of bits and pieces of the information about these two bombs that were not well known. John Coster Mullen is a man who has become prominent in the past few weeks because he wants the world to know that the mystery of development of the atomic bomb and the nuclear bomb is really no mystery at all. This guy, John Coster Mullen, is a truck driver from Wisconsin. Doesn't have a college degree. He reverse engineers weaponry in his spare time. That is, he takes things apart.
Okay, yeah.
He takes apart bombs.
So when they find old bombs,
right,
he disarms them.
Right. So this guy has taken apart...
How do you come up with that hobby? I mean, how do you start with that?
You're going to be a little on the short side when it comes to things to do.
Hey, honey, you know what I think I'm going to do?
Anyway, the story at DougStefan.com, this guy has figured out the secret of the atomic bomb, and he has made one in his garage.
Oh, gosh.
And everybody is, like, freaking out.
What's his name?
His name is John Coster, C-O-S-T-E-R, dash Mullen, M-U-L-L-E-N, which he's now going to quickly find his story. Oh, we're calling him?
Hello. Yes, I'm looking for John Coster Mullen, please.
You got him.
I'm understanding that you can make a bomb now. I'd like to come visit you, please.
What do you want to use it for?
Well, none of your business.
Don't you worry.
You don't think he's going to get a few of those calls, do you?
I'm sure he's going to get a few of those calls. I was thinking we ought to call him ourselves and just find out. But so what do the feds do? The feds don't know what to do with this guy because he hasn't broken any laws. It's not against the law to create...
Now, why wouldn't this be viewed as terroristic behavior?
I think if you saw a picture of the guy, you'd realize this guy is no terrorist. But he's not... What we consider to be educated, we have this prejudice against or for, I take your pick, those who are educated have to have a college degree, have to have a master's degree, have to have a PhD in order. All the people that put the bomb together were physicists. This guy is a truck driver. He took the bomb apart, or at least what he knew by studying various things over the years, made it a hobby, and he's assembled all of the things that are necessary to make an atomic bomb. So, what do we do?
He's an American.
Wisconsin.
He's just Wisconsin.
He's in a farm town.
Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Trucker.
Atomic truck driver.
Yeah. Is that how he's described?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just find stories of people like this fascinate me. And fascinate most people when you get right down to it. Imagine, here's what you do, folks, as you're driving along or as you're sitting at home having your breakfast or whatever you're doing. Imagine, look next door. And what do you think your next door neighbor has in his or her garage that you don't know about? What do you think is going on next door? What could be?
He spent 10 years doing this.
Yeah, he's not. This is not. He's not a novice. He's been fiddling around with these things for years, as you said, Richie.
It's just pretty fascinating stuff.
Hi, Mr. Mullen. My name is Rich McFadden. I just moved in next door. Wanted to bring over a pie and say hello.
Hey, what have you got to offer?
Yeah. Right. So, tell me about yourself. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Isn't that a fascinating reality, though, when you think about it? Just think about that. Think about that.
On the atomic level.
Check out at DougStefan.com our supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, with lots of details in his blog. You'll see it right next to the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. Food and produce that'll keep your hair healthy. Do you know that when your hair turns gray, it's because there's not enough copper? You know, that's one of the things, or a couple of things I can put together here. The longevity stuff with the 90 minerals. I obviously don't have it because my hair is turning gray. Not enough copper, but that's what's doing it. So find out what you can do to keep your hair healthy by checking out the supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, at DougStefan.com.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy,
and to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Celebrations, including Al Jardine, who's one of the Beach Boys. This is, by the way, in the top four of all the Beach Boys songs. This is one of them, in my estimation. Yeah. Crank it up, Richie. How can you not love this? This is the stuff we need to be playing, though, so that we bring our mind back to when the Beach Boys announced that they were going out on their 50th anniversary tour this summer. I had not seen them yet, still. I'm hoping I can catch them back in L.A. at some point in time. Help, Miranda, help. Yeah, Al Jardine, born to state. Oh, stop it, would you please?
Help me, come on.
1942, he wrote a lot of the songs, played the bass for the Beach Boys. I like the surfing music in general, but this is so good. Help me, Rhonda. Help me. I'm trying to remember the story of Rhonda. I knew it at one point in time, but now I can't remember. If Bob were here, he would give it to me, because Bob grew up with all these guys. Get her out of my mind.
Let's see.
Right, you're looking up the origin of... Help me, Rhonda.
I'll try and find out.
All right, meanwhile, let's move on to George Biondo, a bass player with Steppenwolf. That's what the kids call me when I was teaching school, Mr. Steppenwolf. I wanted to know if I like this song, as I remember it. George Biondo is 67 today.
Wow. Before a concert at Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. here, Brian Wilson apparently said, there is no Rhonda.
Ah, okay.
There's no backstory.
All right, I thought there was. Well, listen. All right, so Mr. Biondo, born this date, 1945. Born to be Wild and Magic Carpet Ride, represent their music pretty well. He's 67 today. I had another guy from the same era, Eric Bell, who was the guitarist with Thin Lizzy.
Great guitar song.
Since the boys are back in town representing their
bar chord rock and roll.
Yeah. Bung, 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 bung.
Oh, boy.
Get the drums going here, too.
I have gone back into my...
You know that chick that you...
Yeah, crank this every... This is a great line.
Every night she'd be on the floor shaking while she died. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot.
I tell you, she was cool.
I mean, she was steaming.
Steaming.
She was steaming.
Johnny's play.
She just slapped Johnny in his face.
She slapped Johnny's face.
And we fell about the place.
Man, we just fell about the place.
All right.
If that chick don't want to go...
Great lyric line. That is laughing at me.
I love
she
it.
Should be.
All right, let's celebrate Jennifer Page's 39th birthday.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we're not done yet. Jump over Donald Brewer there?
No, Grand Funk. Donald Brewer, the drummer with Grand Funk. 64 today. We're an American band.
More cowbell.
Now we can do Jennifer Page.
Never get enough cowbell.
This is a recent hit, is it not?
Well, '98. She was. She's like one of the biggest one-hit wonders, right there. She actually, you know what, when the Olympics was in Atlanta, she performed there. She's originally from Georgia.
Huh. Jennifer Page, 39 today. All right, so we have any Labor Day songs you want to have us work on to raise our adrenaline?
Sure, here's one of your favorites.
All right, Silhouettes and Get a Job. How about... I never liked 16 Tons as a Labor Day song, but Jim Croce's Working in a Car Wash Blues is actually not bad. Well, I had just got out on the county prison doing 90. Anything he ever did worked for me. Sounds always great.
Yeah, God was an amazing storyteller.
And we have Snow, here's a contrast, Snow White singing Whistle While You Work.
Just whistle while you work.
We're a lesson in contrast here on Good Day.
And you got to come out of that into Sticks, Blue Collar Man.
29 past the hour on Good Day, Labor Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Your plans are for this Labor Day by answering the poll or reacting to the poll. We like to have actors and reactors. So if you have special plans, let us know. We have information in the Better Living box. There are a couple of different places you can find info on how to live better. Phil Lempert is one of the keys, I think, to the information that we pass along, Richie. Really good things. Your hair, we were talking about that earlier. There are a lot of things about vegetables, just in general, produce and shopping and how to find the best deals for you, where the best product, where just everything good food-wise comes in, supermarketguru.com. All right, so let's see here what we have. I am looking at the good news. That's one of the, for those of you who are new to the program, Heather Bachman is here, Rich McFadden. Normally there are a couple of other ladies here, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, who are not here this holiday. Normally I try to set aside a lot of time for stories that I sometimes will even brand good news. This is one of those that you wonder to yourself how this was a problem in the first place. Here's a Vietnam veteran who got a Silver Star 44 years after he got out of the service.
Well, this happens all the time.
Frank Spink, S-P-I-N-K. Richie, you always are fascinated with names, so you can go look the story up. He was a 22-year-old Army sergeant who was drafted into the Vietnam War, spotted enemy forces approaching in the middle of the night, warned his platoon leader, who was at the time asleep. Company was quickly engulfed in grenade fire and rocket attacks. Spink lost his right arm in the attack and then attempted to shoot with his left hand until he passed out because of all the blood that he lost.
Wow.
That was in June of 1968. He came home to Indiana after he'd been at Walter Reed Medical Center, got a Purple Heart. He's now 66. He said, from that point to this, I really never thought much more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that night, with his platoon, Their leader was Second Lieutenant John McHenry. He said Spink saved every soldier's life with that warning, and nobody paid any attention. Those few seconds, can you imagine? I mean, what do you have? You got seconds when you're confronted with that situation. If they had gotten any closer with their firepower, we would have all been toast. McHenry never told his family. I mean, they knew he got his arm shot off, obviously. But they never really, his family
knew
didn't
to
know
what, extent
what a hero he was.
Through.
Right, exactly. And then he began wondering if he had a concussion, actually, along losing his arm. That's why he passed out. He said, this thing's been haunting me because none of the people in my troop, he was most interested in the lieutenant, he thought the lieutenant was a great leader, didn't get any recognition. So he, Spink, goes to investigate the records at the National Archives in College Park, Richie.
Yep.
And he found an order that was supposed to have given him a Silver Star. And he said, you know, apparently McHenry had recommended him, but in error, the identification of the person who got the Silver Star was somebody else in the unit. So Spink discovered on his own that he was supposed to get a Silver Star.
When he was really looking to see
what other honors would go right to the wrist. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently he is a constituent of Representative Todd Rokita
right.
of Indiana, R-O-K-I-T-A.
This happens a lot.
When these, you mean that they don't get the medals and the awards and the
awards
or
the medals that they were nominated for, yeah. that somebody suggested that they get, the paperwork gets put in,
yeah,
and then it just kind of gets lost in the mix. And we talk here at Radio America. We also have the American Veterans Center, and one of the things
Radio
we do
America
is
the originating network for the Good Day program.
Right. So we interview right now. We're interviewing for the Department of Defense Korean War veterans, and a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them will tell us they were suggested for this medal, for this award, never heard anything more about it.
Yeah.
Then they go to a meeting, you know, after the 50th anniversary, the 40th anniversary, the 60th anniversary now, and somebody says, you know, you were nominated or you were suggested for this or that or this or that, and they end up getting their medals 60 years after the fact.
Yeah. And does that seem fair? Or is it just, okay, we got them taken care of?
It's not fair, but
none of them seem mad or upset. They just, they kind
bewildered?
Of seem bewildered, yeah.
Yeah. Bewildered. I think that's probably.
But I'm startled how many guys we've had tell us their stories.
You're right.
And how many of them have told us this story.
That they were forgotten.
That they were just lost in
the mix.
The paperwork.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Labor Day. And who deserves a medal for being a good boss?
You do, Doug.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Give him one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make him feel
I think
good.
That I have my moments.
You do. You have lots of moments.
Tons of moments.
Yeah. Some of them better than others. But there are... Heather has the pleasure of having to deal with me on both fronts. And nobody else actually... I'm trying to think. I don't think there's ever been anybody else that I've...
God bless you, woman.
Working in both worlds.
I was working in both of my worlds.
Part of the beauty of my relationship with Doug is that after the show is over, I hit a button and he's gone.
Right, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, very nice, Richie. Thank you very much. But anyway, I find myself on days like today, once I sort of threw this out, thinking about the boss... In my mind was the picture of a man, and this is something that I have to kind of bring myself back around. We were laughing about me and Richie's a boss and yada, yada. I think, Heather, you've been a boss at one point in time or another, which brings me back around to women in leadership positions and ownership positions. That's changed a lot in my lifetime and for the better. We do not think about, however, we at least... let's say there's a certain, the baby boomer generation doesn't think of women first as bosses. I think as you go down younger, how many bosses have you had, for example, Heather? You're 20 years younger than I am, so you've had how many women bosses? How many women have you worked
for? You know, I guess it has been more of a majority of males.
Ever had any women that you worked for?
Yes, I have.
How'd you get along?
I'm trying to think back.
I couldn't have any.
It hasn't been any cat fights. Actually,
no.
I worked with one woman on, I was actually contracted for the sesquicentennial celebration.
That's
150th celebration for my alma mater, LaSalle College.
Uh-huh.
And the woman that I worked with served as a wonderful mentor. And I was in my early 30s, maybe actually 31 at the time, and she was a wonderful mentor. So she embraced it as trying to help another woman come up, not like the caddy.
Right. I find that more women are better at being bosses or being in charge, I think, because they're more organized than men are. Rich, you ever worked for a woman?
I haven't.
Really?
Sometimes you have your moments, but the closest I've probably ever been.
Oh, perfect.
No, I mean, I've worked for myself most of the time, and in here it's just kind of us, you know.
You know, the reason that I bring this up is because in history, again, this historical perspective is a very powerful thing. And we're not doing a great job of teaching. I hope your children, when they come through school, Heather, will have a better, and yours, Richie, as well, have a better understanding of history than most of the teenagers and people in their 20s. And I think, not necessarily, I think both my children who are in their 30s have a good sense of what history is all about, but they've pursued a lot of it on their own. My daughter did her doctoral thesis on women as leadership people in literature.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't be women. They couldn't have women's names.
Right. They had
so
to
her whole
use
thesis is about women who wrote during the Victorian era and used men's names.
What's that movie that just came out with... With What's-Her-Face? It was just this year. It was a big movie where she played that exact role. A woman pretending to be a man.
Oh, Glenn Close was the butler.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes, yeah. That was disturbing, actually, for a lot of different reasons. Well, it just was. But it wasn't because of that. The industrial age might not have given us an opportunity for women to be bosses. You know, think about the work and the physicality of it and understanding it. And
Albert Nobbs.
So Albert Nobbs, that's right, Richie, was the name of the movie. So now that we have a different kind of economy, we're in the technological era, not the industrial age anymore, we're in the technological age. So it has given women more of a chance to shine.
Well, let's not forget about during, all of the fighter planes, during the World War II, all of the women coming out working
Rosie the Riveter.
On the planes. Yeah.
Well, the women were the ones who flew them from here to Europe. Men didn't fly the planes from the plants to Europe. Women did.
And we were building them, too. I mean, we were showing a little brawn back then.
Right. Yeah.
I've got my guns here.
But the essence of what goes on, though, now, it is more acceptable, and I get upset about this kind of stuff. I get upset with Hillary being set aside, or even Obama. Anybody who's different, who's being set aside for artificial reasons. Women don't do this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Black people can't do this. Why? Whatever the reason for segregating or separating people out, I have no patience or tolerance with that. So to sort of turn it around, though, I think that one of the things we ought to think about this Labor Day is our boss and whether or not if you're a man, what can you learn from the women who do the same job that you do? And women, what do you not want to learn, and this is rhetorical, sort of, from the men? The problem is that too many women who
sounds like an SNL skit.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I could get in trouble.
But think about it for a second. The thing that we most often do, the thing that we are often saying that women become like men when they get into these positions instead of being women.
Yeah, see, and that's the whole thing. Like, there was the whole mentality of the Amazon woman.
Yeah.
You know, and you had to wear a pantsuit and whatever. And Hillary Clinton, I adore and have a lot of respect for her. I really have a lot of respect for her. But she constantly does wear the pantsuit thing, and she's proud of it, and she's
comfortable
in that.
Well, she doesn't have attractive legs. That's why she covers them up.
Well,
but why should that be that she worries about it?
I truly feel that we can embrace our femininity and still be just as strong and just as powerful as we need to.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, that is food for thought. All right, let's think about it for a while, Richie.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Clubroom. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Can you remember when you were a baby and you could not talk? Could you remember when you were a baby and you could not walk? Of course not, because the only thing that you remember when I talk about those two things is the fact that you can walk and the fact that you can talk. Now, why do I bring this up? Because there are so many things that at one time or another you were unable to do, and today you're doing it. Today, there are so many things that you're saying to yourself, I can't do this. And if you say to yourself, wait a minute, that was me one time with so many other attributes that I'm doing right now. I want you to think about all the things that you say to yourself, I can't do, and turn that around and saying, there are so many things I have done that I said I can't do. This is what I will be doing forever. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Fire ants, fleas, chinch bugs, and grubs are destroying your lawn from above and below ground. End the damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Other leading brands control surface insects, but not root feeders. Complete's two-way formula kills insects above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months guaranteed. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early hours. Now is the only time you own. Live it, love it. Toil, work, if you will, with a will. Working with a will. Think about that for a minute. Do you go to work every day with the will to do better? Do you go to work every day decided as you leave the house to give it your all, to be the best you can be, or just go in and put your time in and leave? I think that's the difference between people who are successful and who survive well and who don't. People, we all know how quickly this poem sort of brings to the surface the story of the clock and how time goes very quickly. We're sort of embracing that today with the fact
looking
that it's
at winter, basically.
Labor Day. Yeah,
yeah.
Around the corner. we've had a good summer. Is kaput already. Gone.
But you know what? I'm looking forward to the leaves. I'm looking forward to
that's
the regatta.
Good. That's the right way.
There's great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fall.
Remembering that sweaters. Clock may be still sooner rather, or even it's going to be soon, no matter whether it's later or not. It's still going to be sooner than you want. 51 after on Good Day.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Aerosmith.
Correction, sir. That's not, I don't want to miss a thing. It's, I don't want to miss a thang.
A thang.
Thang. I don't want to miss a thang.
Aerosmith from the movie Armageddon. Song and movie number one during this week in 1998. This was, let's see, in May, the other one came out. What was the other movie? Same as Armageddon. It was the same year.
One of them had
Deep Impact. That was it. That came out in May, and then this one came out in the late summer. So, this is song, and the movie itself, kind of a cool thing. Chucker, speaking of cool, is here. He's our movie man, Chuck Curry, who is, if you're new to the program, he has a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can get to by just going there, or you can go to DougStephan.com, see Chuck's picture in the contributors section, click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog. He's always writing about things that are important that are going on in the world of movies, videos, DVDs, all that good stuff. That's why he's here in Movie Moments to talk about movies. We usually have a contest. Most of the time, we have three pieces of audio from a movie. As a matter of fact, today's movie was number one during this week in 2003. So we'll go back about 9 years and see if you're listening to the audio. Maybe you're new to the program. You know what this movie is. You'll win a swell prize if you have not won before by dialing us at 800-510-8255. Here's the first piece of audio.
We're both getting old. Fixing to die any time. If we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own.
What a great combination, these two old buzzards.
Great movie.
Right? Don't you think? It's a really thought-provoking movie. Henry, it wasn't any fun. I didn't think it was any fun. Chuck, did you think it was any fun?
I'm trying to figure it out. What?
I don't know.
No. All right, play the next clue.
The bar fight scene? Oh, it's great. All right, here you go.
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
Come visit us again.
Yeah.
Don't stop by again. All right, that's the second one. Here's the clincher, perhaps.
No more dangerous stuff. No fighting teenagers, no airplanes.
Now wait 1 minute.
At least till I'm through with college. Maybe longer.
You expect us to die of old age?
Nah. He's one of our best character actors, don't you think? And he's the guy who's with him is also
pretty strong too.
Oh yeah, and so is his partner in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this was a great movie.
Yeah, the two of them were great together. 800-510-8255. Some people will be confused. Some people will get it. That's the whole idea. Meanwhile, Chucker, you have some movie news for us. What happened at the box office this weekend?
Sort of a quiet weekend, Labor Day weekend at the box office. The horror film The Possession was number one, $17.7 million in business. Studios usually release a horror film in late August, early September.
Why?
And because they're sort of, they could do it on a cheap, low budget, and audiences will show up. $17.7 million. Number two was Lawless, which did $9.6 million, $11.8 million since opening on Wednesday.
What is it?
I went to see it. It's a drama that's set in the early 1900s about Prohibition. The characters are basically pretty simple. I thought it was thin scripted, but I'll tell you what I did like about it. Actor Guy Pearce plays this evil lawman, and the guy's just fascinating to watch on screen.
So this is a real shoot 'em up, bloody usual stuff that comes from that
era. It plays like a slow-moving Western. It has about six or seven really violent sequences in it. I'd give it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was worth seeing. Something was a different type of movie from all the other big action movies during the summer. Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf star in the movie. So I 7 out of 10, worth seeing. Not great, but it was good. Number three, The Expendables 2, 8.8. $66 million in 3 weeks of release. This movie's not doing as well as the original, despite the fact that I think it's a better film. And if they do a third one, I think they're going to have to cut the budget because it has not performed as well as expected. Number four, Bourne Legacy, 7.4, $96.2 million. This one's done pretty good at the box office and rounding out the top five. The animated Paranorman, 6.5, makes so 30 million in 3 weeks of release.
So they didn't do anything for you? Did you go see Richie?
I didn't go see it.
It's a flat script, flat jokes. The kids enjoyed it, but it's not a Pixar movie, that's for sure.
No big deal.
No.
All right, let's see if we can. George Lucas, by the way, did you know there are a couple of more Star Wars films.
That's the new take on it. Star Wars.
They're going to be re-released in 3D next September.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Steve in Sioux Falls, what's the name of that movie?
The Bucket List.
No, sir. You're close. Well, I don't even know that you're close. Is this Gav? Is that the... Who is this?
My name is Gay.
Oh, Gay. All right. So I didn't see that on the screen. What's the name of the movie?
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.